Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Education and Sharing Day. It's also Get to Know Your Customers Day. Another good one for a product manager, I would say. I don't really want to get to know my customers, though. It's National Exercise Day. Oh, I'm not exercising. Well, yeah, no. What am I saying? I am exercising today. I think. I think I'm going to. Unless I decide to wait until next week to start back my exercise routine. But I shouldn't do that because when I go on vacation, I have a tendency to get off my exercise and diet plan. And then when I come home, I have a tendency to basically be like, oh, I'll just take another week off. You know, I already spoiled everything while I was on vacation. I'm just gonna, you know, continue on spoiling everything. But I will say that I have gotten back to my water routine and also walking. Although I didn't really stop walking because, I mean, in Florida, I wasn't necessarily getting all 10,000 steps every day. But for instance, the Epcot day, I got 18,000 steps. So that made up part of the, like, maybe the other days I didn't quite get 10,000 because we weren't walking the whole day. But anyway, but the dieting piece, or the at least, you know, counting calories and stuff, I was going to start on Monday when I flew. I was like, okay, I can get fast food, but I can get fast food that's, you know, within my calorie range. So for lunch, once I got to the airport, I got Wendy's, but I got a single with no cheese. So without the cheese, you save about 100 calories, anywhere between 50 and 100 calories, depending on the size of the slice of cheese. And then, everything else the same. And then I got a small fry and I didn't even eat all of it. I ate maybe half of it. And so I only had about 700 or 800 calories for lunch. I say only, but I was trying to stick within like 1,800 calories for the day. So I still had about 1,000 calories left. And then for dinner, there was a Chick-fil-A at the DC airport that I was in. I was actually in Reagan. I thought I was going to be in the other one. I think there are three, but anyway, I ended up being in Reagan. And there's a Chick-fil-A, and there was a Chick-fil-A near my gate. And so I got a grilled chicken sandwich, and I bought chips, actually. I bought chips because they're a little bit lower calorie than the waffle fries. And plus, I don't need to dip the chips in ketchup. But if I get fries, I need to dip it in ketchup. So there's more calories. So I got chips, and I would have been okay. But then they're like, because I got first class, they're like, hey, do you want to, when I got on the plane, they said, hey, what do you want for your dinner? And I was like, in my brain, I was like, well, I've got to get the full first class experience. This is free. How can I say no? He's like, we have a steak sandwich or we have, you know, whatever. So I said, okay, I'll do the steak sandwich. But that was the most horrible. It was boxed. First of all, it wasn't hot. It was cold. It was boxed. Whatever sauce they had on it was not good. The bun had kind of gotten not soggy, but kind of moist from the packaging. I don't know. It was weird. And I just like, I don't know. I ate half of it. I was like, yeah, well, I'm done with this. So I could have gotten a lot more calories, but So anyway. So then Tuesday, I got back onto things, but I was going to try to, I was like, okay, I'm going to do like 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day for the next week to try to make up for all the extra calories I had while I was in Florida to get back on track, you know? did not accomplish that goal yesterday. Yesterday. So I was good up until dinner. Like, I didn't eat lunch because I was busy with work and I was like, I don't need to eat. Like, I'm okay. And so I was like, I'll save up all the calories for dinner. And then for dinner, we ended up having Panda because we did our grocery shopping and we always, since there's a Panda Express right by the Walmart, we always go to Panda and get whatever from Panda after we've done our grocery shopping. Cause I don't want to try to cook after. I'm going to sneeze, but it's coming on here. What's it? One second. Oh my goodness. Anyway, so, you know, I had Panda and I ended up having about between 900 and 1,000 calories from Panda, but I was like, okay, great. That's all I'm going to have. But around 10:30, I got hungry for a snack. And then it just ended up being a full-blown meal, basically. And so I was under 1,800 calories, which 1,800 is about the amount at which between like 1,600 and 1,800, depending on whether I exercise that day, are the amount of calories I need to be eating to lose weight. The lower the better. I mean, well, you don't want to go below around 1,500, they say. You know, you don't want to go below that per day as a man. But, you know, 1,600, 1,700, 1,800, that's a sweet spot for losing weight. And so I did stay within that, because I ate so much while I was in Florida, if I stay within that, let's say I don't even know because I haven't weighed yet, but let's say I gained 2 to 3 pounds while I was in Florida, a pound a day. Then, you know, I've got 3 additional pounds to lose before I even get back on track, you know, so eating a little bit less calories would help me more quickly, you know, get rid of those pounds that I probably gained. I don't know. I'm going to weigh this weekend, so we'll see. I didn't finish the national days. It's also National Poem in Your Pocket Day, National Columns Day, National Lineman Appreciation Day, and National Animal Crackers Day. I don't really like animal crackers, but there you go. You can celebrate. So we were talking about, I spent all that time talking about my diet, but I need to go back to the weekend just to finish up. So Daniel had planned. So we went to Sweeney Todd. Daniel and Zach did not like it. Like I was saying, I was running out of time when I recorded yesterday. So I need to kind of back up a little bit, but basically, it was, and I can't think of the word, dissonant is all I can think of, but they had a lot of, like, diminished chords, if you're a musician. Just, it was very minor, diminished, very clashy clash. You'll have, you know, a note, you'll have notes right next to each other that clash with each other. And it was hard to understand the words because they were doing these fake British accents. And so at some points, I think Daniel and Zach didn't know. I mean, even me didn't know exactly what was going on in some parts. And they just did not enjoy it. They like more lyrical, melodic musicals where you can understand what's going on. So, but I enjoyed it. So afterwards, Daniel said, oh, I have a surprise for dinner. You know, it's a big surprise. We're going to go to this place. And I was thinking, I'm not good at reactions to surprises. I don't really like surprises because the thing is, there's an expectation from people who are giving you a surprise that you're going to react and that you're going to, you know, and maybe this is just me, but I'm a people pleaser. So if I do something, I really want a reaction because it makes me feel like I've done something good, you know, if I get a good reaction from the person. And so I'm like, it's so much stress because I feel like I have to react. And I'm not good at reacting, you know, my face just doesn't cooperate. And so I was telling him this. I'm like, just so you know, I'm not good at reactions. So if you're, you know, for a surprise. So if you're expecting like a big, oh my God, thank you so much. And I'm like, I probably won't happen. I'm just telling you right now. Because, and he's like, no, it's not that big of a deal. Don't worry about it. He's like, it's not a big deal. So we get to the restaurant and it is the Melting Pot, which I had talked about. We had a National Fondue Day recently. It was maybe a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I'm going to look here and see if National Fondue Day. National Cheese Fondue Day was April 8th. So that's what it was. Anyway, and so, and I talked about Melting Pot, and I read the whole menu of Melting Pot on the show, if you guys remember. You probably fast-forwarded through it, but there you go. So, because I had talked about it, and I had said, oh, it's been forever since I've been to the Melting Pot, Daniel thought, oh, I think he said that he thought Melting Pot started in Florida. So anyway, he said, oh, we've got Melting Pots all over here. We're having dinner at Melting Pot. So we pulled up, and it was Melting Pot. We had a really cute waiter. Who also his brother worked there, who was his brother was also cute. And we ordered the basically you just tell them you get an appetizer or like a cheese fondue, which is your appetizer, which you get all these dipping things and you pick the cheese and they make it at the table. And he suggested one, so we just went with that one. And he puts the wine and the garlic and the cheese and melts it all and makes the fondue while he's talking to you. We were talking to that waiter so much because he was bringing stuff and making stuff at the table. We did the oil. Zach and I did the steak because they bring you raw steak. And we did a grill. Daniel did not like the fact that I wanted a grill, but I wanted to do both. I wanted to do oil and grill. So I cooked on a grill. That worked well. They have all these dipping sauces they bring out, like a horseradish, some sort of sour cream, some sort of like chili sauce. There was about eight sauces. It was good. And then for dessert, you get your choice of a chocolate fondue, which we did chocolate and toffee. And they bring out all these dippers, and it was good. We had a really good meal. I had a couple of good cocktails, and it was a good evening. We came back, sat around a campfire on the porch, and it was relaxing. So, good end to my trip. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.